Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing our discussion that started in the last Mishnah of the various things that Hiskinu Bezdin, Benegea Nedovois and Hakrovois that were given over. Ala Melach, the Mishnah says, Valo Eitzim. Melach that was given in the Beis HaMikdash, which was put on the Karbonis. Alo Eitzim that was used for the Hakrovois, the Ishma Gabi HaMizbeach. Sheyu HaKehanim Neoisin Bohen. This means that the korbonis that were eaten in the Azorah, that means like this. So the idea is that we've had already, let's chazer over. There are different types of korbonis. Kochim kalim is nechal b'chol Yerushalayim. Kochim kalim also, we have a sugim b'fureshes, a sugim kedushin, a sugim b'avakama. Kochim kalim momen bailim. That means that when a korban was brought, there were chalokim that were given to the kehanim. There were chalokim that were given to the Bailam, that the Bailam took and he gave out, Karban Toyda, Karban Shalom, Karban Pesach. These were all the possession of the one who brought the Karban. It's Momen Bailam, Lamashal, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, which is the way we paskin, holds that somebody who brought a Karban could take his Chelek HaKochim, and it could be Mekadosh and issue with it. It's Mamash his property. Kochi Kadoshim L'Umazois can only be eaten in the Azorah, and it could only be eaten by Kehanim, by Zichri Kuna, only by those that are Roy Lavoida. What that means to tell us is that Hakrovas Korban Kochi Kadoshim, it's not only the Hakrova, which is a Chelik of the Avoida, but the Achila. Beloshna Gemara, Bailim, Kehanim Oichlin, or Bailim Miskapim, a Chelik of the Kapora, of the same way there was a chelik that was put on the Mizbeach, another chelik of it was eaten, there's the Achilas Mizbeach, and there's the Achilas Kehanim. Kochim Kalim, we don't have that. It's an Achila Shol Kochim, but it's not an Avoidah. It can be done by anybody who's not Royal Avoidah. So Kochim Kadoshim had to be eaten in the Azor, Mamash like a Ma'is Avoidah. That being said, so the Bezdin was Misakin, that the Kehanim could prepare the food that's eaten for their Achilas Avoida, like we say of Kochi Kadoshim, they could prepare it and use the moment of Hagdish. The moment over here, we're talking about was taken from the Trumas HaLishka. But since the Shkolim were given Al-Das, the Bezin can be misaken that this is also included in the uses that are considered Kochim Dik. And the wood that would be used for the Kehanim to heat up, to cook, their Chelek in the Achila, Avoidik Achila, like we're saying, and also the melach that's put to prepare the karbonis, that should be royal achila. A raw piece of meat, if it doesn't have any spice on it, any salt, is not so royal achila. So that could be taken from the storehouse of melach and eitzim that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Noisim means they could use it. Now, it's important to note that not that Kehanim never ate anything in the Azorah that was chulin, because the halacha is that Kehanim have to eat the karbonis, Al Hasoiva, it has to be eaten by Derech Malchus, like Korban Pesach is eaten. So Mel, they had to bring in other food. There's no Isser on eating in the Azorah because they're doing it L'Tzorech Achilas Gavoya. The Kehanim would bring in other things, and they would eat other things, and they would only eat the Karbonois in a state of Al Hasoiva. That wasn't their main meal. They would eat it by Derech Gedula, by Derech Malchus, by Derech Avoida. It wasn't lunch, it was a Tesefis on their lunch as a Maisa Avoida, like we're saying. So Memelo, the only thing that the Eitzim Melech could be used for is only the actual Maisa Avoida, which is the Achila of the Korban itself, not the Chulin that accompanies it. V'al HaPora, another Takana was, the Pora Aduma, which was bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishka, it has a status of Kedusha. The whole raid, we discussed it, that the Pora has a sort of cross status of Kochi Bedek HaBayis and Kochi Kedush Sagov. The actual money, it was bought from the Trumas HaLishka, doesn't have a din of a regular carbon. Has a din of Kedush Bedek HaBayis. It was the property, it wasn't practically a carbon. But the Maisa of Avoida on the Parah that was done on the Har HaZeisim wasn't Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kohen Gadol that would go through the Seder Avoida, you have all the din of Shalai Lishma, because it has a din of a Maisa Avoida. The preparation of the Porah has Maisa Avoida, has the Seder Maisa Avoida, not on a carbon. It's some type of a hybrid. That being said, Ala Porah Shalai Yuhum Moy Alan Ba'efra, L'choira, Vinish Vietz Kochim, and L'choira the Efra, the Porah Aduma, L'choira should have Mi'ilah, belongs to Hagdish. But since it was used in a chulendika setting, because it was used to benefit Klal Yisrael by spritzing it on those that needed kapara, so it was around. It wasn't only in the Azorah. It was around and it was used, and it would be easy enough to have anof from it. All you would need is by accident for a kohen who was doing the hazoas efer poro to have a little bit on his finger and to rub it on his eye if he had a sore on his eye for a second. He would just rub his finger. It's already moil. So you have to make that there was a tzorich for bezin to be misakin. Again, bezin can make the tenai in the kedusha of the money that was used for the poro. That shalayu umayalim be'efro. That the Efer Paraduma is not up for Me'ilo. V'alakinin apsulois, sheyuhu bois mishel tzibur. Kinin apsulois comes to deal with a problem. We learned earlier that one of the shofars was for kinin. Women would come to the Beis HaMikdash if they were in need of a korban yeledes. It was very much part of regular life. A woman would come, or her husband would come, put money in the shofar that had for kinin. And the kahana would take out the package. She needs a kan of a chatos and a oilo to be mitayer her. Now, what happens if the kahana are bringing the kan, and one of them is a trefa, one of them becomes posel? It should happen every once in a while. So you have a woman that gave money. Her carbon was rendered posel. She's not tor, but she put money in the shofar on the assumption she's tor. She's married to a kohen. She goes home. She spends the next 3 months eating supper with her husband, who's a kohen from Truma. Michshel. She's tome. She's eating. She's a mechus kapara. Not tome proper, but a mechus kapara. So the etza has to be that the bezdin was masna in the mois of the Trumas Halishka, that money for extra kinim psulim, if there were when there were kabbonis that became possible, were covered by the budget of the Mikdash itself. Has to be, otherwise there are going to be women who are mamish going to be in a bad state, that's a mikshul, unwittingly. Rabbi Yossi Aimeh ha-misapik es ha-kinin, misapik es ha-psulois. Rabbi Yossi is saying over here a chiddush. We learned earlier in the Masechta that the suppliers, the vendors that supplied Hegdish, had to cover if there was a discrepancy in the price. Price went up, price went down. They had to have the benefit of the Hegdish on them. Rather, it was an honor, it was a schus, it was a tremendous schus to deal with Hegdish. Similar, the vendors would do it even if there was a loss on certain items. Rabbi Yosi's Mechadish, even where there wasn't a discrepancy in price, they were mesapik lomazogin, that the money in the shofar was used to buy 200 sets of kinim on any given day. Let's say 200 people, 200 families that put money in the shofar in order that carbon yeledes should be brought for them. Lomazogin, that out of those 200, one, two were possible on a given day. The oif jerked its neck while the malika was being performed, and it was rendered trefa, it was rendered posel, lamazogim. For those two, the vendor that supplied the 200 had to supply the extra two free of charge. Now, look, it's not a discrepancy in price. It's not included in their 200. Chiddush. Rabbi Yossi holds that's also included in their level of achrayis to cover. Mela didn't come off a separate loss to Hegdish. Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Perek Hashem, we're now learning the last perek in Masechet Shkolim. Kol harukin hanimtzom b'Yerushalayim tahorin. This goes back, this halacha really goes back to the concepts that were discussed in the beginning of Perek Zayin. We took a little bit of a detour, because it was shaykh to those in Yonim, of things that are fine, unidentified chafetzim, or things. Here we're not going to talk about losing something or using something. We're talking about something that's found and it was touched, whether it's metame. But the idea is the same. You have something of unidentified status. What status does it have based on proximity, size, shape, v'chule? Rukin is spit that was on the floor or on an object. Hanimtzom Yerushalayim, roik of a person who's tame, zov anidi eledes, has the same din as them. It's an avatoma. It doesn't go down. It's not considered a mashke that touched the person who's tummy. It's a rishon l'tumah. I'm sorry, it's an avatoma, not a rishon l'tumah. Somebody who touches it becomes a rishon. Food that touches it becomes a rishon l'tumah. So the halacha is rukin hanimtzom b'Yerushalayim tahorin chutz mishel shuko elyon divrei remeir. What's this about? Chazal were goyzer. It's a mishnah in Taharas Perek Dalad. that kol harukin hanimtzoim, if a person is walking in Haifa and there's a spit over there and he touches the roik, the halacha is he becomes tummy, as if he touched an avatuma. Ah, you don't know who it came from. More than that, so chayr sofik tuma b'shus harabim, chayr based on strict gedorim, it should be torius as a cheskes tahara. Afil ochi chazal v'goyzer. In Yerushalayim, Chazal didn't want to be mispashit tuma. Chazal limited the chumris of tuma in Yerushalayim. We'll have Mirtz Hashem and Mishnayis and Chagiga also. During the Zman of Aliyah L'Regel, they didn't want Tumah to spread to Mimitame Truma and Kotchum and Maisus and so on. So in Yerushalayim, the assumption or the halacha is that we're allowed to assume that Roik is Tohor. More than that, also in Yerushalayim, they weren't Goyim. They were Goyim all over Israel, but in Yerushalayim, people were Tohor and people were shaming themselves. So Mela, they weren't Goyim. The one place where there's an abundance of goyim, that was the place where the nobility, the Tkufas Bayis Sheni, where the nobility used to shop, was the Shuk HaElyon. If you look in the accounts of the Churban Bayis in Yosef and other places, the place that was destroyed after the Beis HaMikdash Kiviyachol, because really it was held by those that weren't from the Erlich Yidin Alev Yerushalayim, was the Shuk HaElyon. So in that place, there was an abundance of Tmeim. So there, over there, they gave it the status of outside Yerushalayim, and the Reik that's found over there is Tomei, Chutz Mishuk HaElyon, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yosi Yomim B'Shayim Ois HaShono. In the rest of the year, where there was a certain amount of Tumah, Sheba Emtza Tmeim, we're talking here even in Yerushalayim, in the middle of the road, the way they used to walk is, the same way we have by our sidewalks, and we have by us a street in the middle for cars. If you went 100 years ago, it wasn't the cars that were in the middle, it was the horses. So be'emtza, it's tmein. Be'emtza went the people, same way the horses were in the middle of the street. The people that were tamei kept their distance from the people who were careful. The people who were careful walked on the sides. When you're careful where you walk on the sidewalk. Even if they didn't have sidewalks, but the side of the road. That was the place for tahirin. The emtza was for tmein. So Be'emtza, the assumption is there are more Tmeim there. Be'emtza Tmeim. Bitstodin, those are on the sides of the roads. Tahirin. U'bishas HaRegel, it's Fakert. There's an abundance of people. Yerushalayim was teeming with the masses of Erlich Tahirin that came, that were upgeaten, that watched themselves from Tumah. Therefore, they walked in the middle. They went B'derech HaMelech. Be'emtza Tahirin. Tstodin was the Tmeim kept their distance from those that were in the state of Tahara, and they kept to the side of the road. They were the minority. Therefore, they kept themselves to the side.